All right, next up we've got Glennie with three N's. Liquid star shine, lift starters on my suit, pair and more of mine. She always wore her boots, there wasn't much time. She was quickly mostly new, she was so shiny. I thought she was so cute. She's dancing with me for one song, turn three. Her gyrating hips were 30 plus tip. A 5-minute dance, a greenback of Grant. She drove me insane. The glitter remains. I think he really nailed the doo-wop vocals and sound. I mean, I love how he panned all the doo-wop vocal pieces all over the place. I thought that sounded really cool. Some nice harmonies in those doo-wop vocals too. Like, occasionally some of the pitches are slightly wonky, but it really doesn't detract from the song, and it just kind of adds some authenticity to the performance. Like, hey, this is real. Yeah, I really liked it. I thought that the drums were, like, really restrained, and they were there to sort of reinforce the backbone of the song without detracting too much from the vocals. Like, you don't want thunderous drums fucking up your doo-wop vocals. So I think that was really well done. I like the lyrics a lot. And the idea of Liquid Starshine being a sparkly body wash worn by a stripper was a great take on the title that no one else came even close to. And, you know, lines like Liquid Starshine left stardust on my suit, and she drove me insane, the glitter remains. Those were clever lines that went a long way to explain, like, why the theme and the title of the song was called Liquid Starshine. So I really appreciate when people tie it all together nicely like that.
As far as the music went, it was great to hear something kind of open and airy for him. And I thought the lead vocal was actually very solid for Glenn. Glenn from New York is what I used to think. But, I thought the lead vocal was very solid for him. You know, not as shaky as, let's say, when we'll get to the other one later. I thought the song was easygoing and pleasant with the creepy, like, under vibe even, you know, like, hey, I'm just here having a good time, and then he takes you home. I was kind of like, all right, getting a little weird-ish.
A little pervy.
You know? I'm not picking on Glenn. I'm, you know, he's a great guy and all that, but
it's a character.
Kind of a creepy element there. Yeah, well, there you go right there. So he told it well then. Points added for doing a great creepazoid thing, you know. I thought the fade-out was very appropriate at the end, too. Most fade-outs on soundtrack going, oh my God, he's doing a fade-out, but I thought this one worked very well and was, as he's kind of saying, hey, you know, where are you going type thing. I think I know where you're going to go with the themes, perhaps. But the music, nice and airy, and I thought a solid vocal performance by Glenn.
Yeah, it was a little pitchy here and there. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there were parts that if I were doing the mixing, then I would have pitch corrected a bunch of that stuff. Maybe stuff that doesn't necessarily need to be pitch corrected, but it's undeniably, you know, the best presentation of the optional challenge in this fight. And I'm not 100% in on the lyrics. You know, I get it, but I don't think they're funny enough. And humor is what most of this song is really trying to sell. I think creepy isn't just enough, or having a nice sounding song that's about something that's arguably perhaps being presented as a little skanky, or maybe just the reality of the strip club-ish type stuff. I don't know exactly how to put that, but I'm still going to vote for it. I'm just sort of, I can't help but bring up the few little bits here and there that I wasn't so thrilled about. One thing I am going to laud here is that this song is a great example of the opposite of our pronouncements about phrasing and cadence and syllables and meter that we complain about with so many other songs. You know, a lot of those lines in this song, you know, shouldn't work, but they do work because the delivery is confident and smooth and competent. You know, there's that verse, Liquid Starshine, I see it on your shelf. Just $8.99, you rub it all over yourself. You know, that phrasing doesn't work unless you sell it like Glennie does. And I think that's key. You know, we've complained a lot about phrasing in a lot of songs, but about 90% of the time, it's probably not the lyrics' fault. You know, it's the singer giving it an awkward delivery. And here, Glennie just very skillfully sold some weird phrasing that, you know, if somebody else did it, might sound awkward. It might sound off kilter. And, you know, that should be a lesson to people. If you've got a weird sort of a compilation of syllables, then you're going to have to make it sound good, because it's not going to sound good on its own. And Glennie does that here.
Good point. And I think maybe that's what I'm packaging up with the good vocal performance, too. It's more than pitch, you know, it's how you sell it. And I thought he was, again, a good word you used was confident. You know, he sounded,
really,
this is my song, I'm going to deliver it well. And he did. He reached just some higher notes, and I thought they were strong, you know, sort of.
Yeah.
I think that was a pretty good for a performance. You know, maybe some of the pitch issues are there, and that's okay. But confident, great word that stuck to that performance, I think. Something like that.
Right. And you can't just say, I'm going to be confident and have it happen. Like, you really got to believe it. It's not easy.
And he probably planned it out, too. I mean, it's like that just 899, there's an extra syllable in there, and he does it fine because he probably, like, mapped it out, or he probably had it in his head. Okay, in order to make this sound right, I'm going to deliver it this way. And then that you rub it all over yourself. You know, he probably had to figure out this other sort of cadence for that set so that instead of, like, the six, you know, beats or something that every other line does, he fits everything in there, and it sounds good, you know, and it sounds charming, and he sells it.
He is the master of unconventional time signatures.
Oh, ridiculous, yeah.